Van Arn.
Let's go.
For all the dogs.
Yo, hey, yo. Hey, yo, what the hell?
What is going on, man? We're back for another episode.
We're back, man.
Let's do it.
Official.
Of course.
It's official.
We starting with the weather report.
Yeah, kind of need to get into it, man.
We're in hoodies right now,
man. Seasons change, man. Seasons change quick.
I'm about to be wearing two socks soon.
Yeah, seriously.
Like last week when we were recording this, it was like
so hot.
I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, it was nice.
And now it's literally days later, just flipped over.
Yeah.
The thing, and I don't want to get into like the specifics or whatever.
Yeah.
But I find like this time of year is so interesting because it can go from like you don't really get a transition into fall. It doesn't like it's getting a little colder. You can feel like the brisk air coming on. It's kind of hey, super hot day. If you're not prepared for the next one, you're fucked.
Yeah. It's just like one day you're in a t-shirt, next day you're in a jacket. There's nothing
in between.
No. Yeah. Man, I tweeted this thing this morning. I'm like, the coconut oil is hardened. be safe out there. It's got like fucking 800 likes now.
Here we go.
I was like, what the hell?
I'm talking to Liberty.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. 800. I should put like our podcast link under there because I've blown up now. You know,
you of all people are going to have the blue check. Elon Musk is going to give you the
personally,
blue,
he's
blue
like, check. Such a thoughtful tweet that no one's ever tweeted before, I'm sure. You know? Yeah. But yeah, it takes me a while. I was telling you when I came here, it takes me a while to adjust to that new weather. So like I walk in now and I'm like, it's freezing outside. It's really like what? 10 to 15 degrees.
Yeah, this in spring, we'd be like,
I would love it.
Like,
I would love it. But it's just going to take me a bit, man. Yeah. And I'm going to be complaining. I'm going to be not liking it. But hey, we go through it, right?
Is that time of year where everyone's like, oh, it gets super dark there so early?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know, bro. It is surprising me, too. It happens every single year, but it's still like, oh, damn, it is.
Every time you're like,
you know,
like, why do I go through this? You know?
But, I don't know.
Forget it, man. We just came off of the long weekend.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do? What'd you get up to? What's the highlight?
Ripped Ottawa, dude.
Hey,
I had to go see the family back home.
Yeah.
Enjoy my time. It was super low key. To be honest, I wasn't feeling the greatest. Like, it kind of like felt like it was coming down with something. And like, you know, had the classic like stuff that
feels.
But I wasn't.
Yeah.
I felt like kind of weird last week, but over the weekend was like the tail end of it sort of thing. So I was like, I just want this to go away. But I did the classic, you know, family time.
Sure.
Saw a couple friends, hit up the best restaurant in Ottawa, Shorewa Palace.
Jeez, okay. Is that only in Ottawa?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like a little like Shorewa.
It's like an Osmos type of.
don't even like compare it. Don't even do that. I'm telling you, next time you go to Ottawa, like.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah, 4 years from now.
Yeah,
for my funeral, probably.
Let me chill.
Like, you gotta eat
Shorewa Palace,
man,
okay.
Before you die. You
Let's get the, the sponsorship.
Yeah, seriously. It's top notch. There's a few things. The thing is, Ottawa is not really known for its like cuisine.
Course,
you know what I mean? It's
course,
not known.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, you gotta go to this restaurant in Ottawa. Like, there's fire restaurants in Ottawa. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
there's a lot of really, really solid, underrated, like high class, even medium class, low class, whatever restaurants like hit. You know what I mean?
But you gotta know. It's like if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Sure.
What they're really known for is a shawarma. It's the best, bro.
Oh, okay.
That's what, like, that's famous. I've eaten shawarma in Morocco. It's nothing. It doesn't compare to the shawarma.
You've had shawarma in Morocco?
I've had shawarma in Morocco.
You've been in Morocco?
Yeah, I've been in
Morocco. We never even talked about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been there. Been there before.
What a flex he just dropped.
I was like, I need to find a shawarma so I can eat one and then see if it's better.
And Ottawa shawarma is better than Morocco. You've heard it here first. You've heard it here first.
Yeah, and like, listen, I think folks from Ottawa wouldn't disagree.
Yeah.
It's top of us.
Damn, okay.
Highly recommend it with the garlic potatoes.
Not bad. All right, now some... So, you know, that's a valid statement now that you've compared it, you know.
Yeah, but, totally.
What
about you? What'd you
same, do? Same shit, man. Like, some family time on Saturday. Was at my aunt's place, and there were some family friends as well. But we had, like, four-year-olds just running around that bitch, and it was, like, the loudest thing you can possibly think of, you know. They can just find entertainment in the most simple shit for 8 hours.
Yeah,
it's
just
like, I don't know how you're doing
so
it.
So easy.
But,
I wish I could do that.
To be a kid again, you know? Like, see a piece of string and just kind of make a hole.
I
fuck with this string right here, you know? What else happened this long weekend? for all the dogs.
Oh boy.
It dropped.
Yeah.
I think we could probably just jump into that in terms of like our first topic, but
yeah, one thing that I will say too, just before we get into it, which is actually really kind of cool. They changed Scotiabank Arena.
I saw that.
To October's Arena.
I like
that. Was like a
shit he can only get away with.
Yeah, totally. You know, that was so kept under wraps at work. Like, it was so.
Oh, cool, you knew it. Right.
Like,
okay.
It was planned for a little bit. And sure. Like, man. And then I got word that it was happening like, you know, a couple weeks ago, not throw anybody under the bus. But like, I was like, oh, okay. Cause I had a partner who was like, gonna get involved in it or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was like, damn, this is actually like, coming to life. So I saw it like kind of change overnight sort of thing, which is dope as fuck. But it was kind of cool that he kicked off the new album like at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like that was okay. Do we think that was like not the plan from the beginning?
I don't know if it was a plan for the beginning, but it certainly was a factor in the plan.
Okay, because I figured all this was just like the runaround for promotion.
Totally.
Of like, why would you not do it in October, number one? It's October's very own. You're born in October, and Toronto is the last date. Like, why was September 20th ever like a thing? Like, why wouldn't you just do it 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who knows? I mean, there was a lot of promotion. He's been on tour for like months, and he's been promoting the album ever since.
Yep.
So here's the thing, before we get into the review, I feel like the promotion of it was really sold as like, again, it's for all the dogs, it's for all the guys, this is me bringing it back to the old Drake. It's kind of the promotion that I was getting, at least, and that's what I was seeing from him and people in his camp, of like, yo, old Drake is back, you want the old Drake, here he is, here's like an amazing body of work I'm gonna put through.
Absolutely.
I listened to it, and it's kind of hard to not have that expectation when that's the promotion for months, right? Yeah. So I'm expecting better than nothing was the same. I know it's hard to compare.
No, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? But it's like, I can't really get that out of my head when you're setting that expectation. Regardless, I'm kind of going through it, and I'm just like, song is okay. You know, I don't think there's any terrible songs. I don't think there's necessarily any bad songs either. They're just kind of meh. They're like, okay, you know, this one's cool. Maybe a couple standouts, like the Chief Keef one I thought was nice, or the one at Party Next Door was nice, but it's 23 songs. It dragged on. It kind of felt like a chore a bit for me to get through.
Yeah.
And there was nothing special about it. Like, I don't think, for CLB, I come back to some songs like Knife Talk and you know, In the Bible, songs like that, yep. You know, here and there. Scorpion, I come back here and there for maybe a couple of songs. There's not really any here that I can see myself listening to next year.
Yeah.
What do you think, though, before I continue with the rest?
Well, I'm gonna start with the first point.
Yeah.
Like, for all the dogs, I think we need to define what a dog is.
What does
is.
That mean?
What is a dog in this situation? Because to me,
yeah,
I'm thinking, like, you know.
Some hair loss, you know, dogs, yeah.
Some, you know, some big dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From
yeah.
the dogs. Yeah. I, you know, would. I'm sure you would consider yourself a dog at some point. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that, but so yeah, all dogs go to heaven. Like, don't forget that.
Yeah. We got some good jokes today.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when we're thinking like, okay, like we're going hard.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Yeah.
Like, that's what I think of when I think of all the dogs. And also like the album cover, I know the like we, it yeah, was corny as fuck. It's yeah. corny. But like, you know, when I saw that, I was like, okay, it kind of feels like a dark kind of vibe. Like it seems like it's, you know, if you're reading this, it's too late.
That's true.
Kind of in the same realm as the direction of that. Where I'm like, okay, like, you know, we're onto something here.
Right.
You know, I had high expectations. Actually, no, I had pretty low expectations. I'll be 100%.
Yeah,
you know probably. I went into it being like, this song is, like, it's got a hit right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think I said that in the last podcast.
Right.
Listen to it. First song, I was like, it's okay. Like, intro, definitely starting off in the wrong foot for me, but it's not terrible. And then I listened to kind of throughout. I can't name a single song. What I will say, though, I totally agree with your point about like getting kind of like three quarters of the way through. I'm like, man, this is kind of getting to a tough listen. This is kind of getting long. It feels the same, like the same song kind of over and over again at the point. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, like I don't actually like fuck with this that much. Like, it was a chore for me to get through it. Like, I was like, I wanted to skip so bad, but I'm like, no, you got to commit. You can listen to the full thing.
Yeah.
And you know, to your other point, I felt like this is I agree fully. There was no like God's plan on this one. There was no Knife Talk on this one. There was no
you know, started from the bottom on this one.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no like, okay, the whole album doesn't necessarily need to hit, but like, there's got to be a couple bangers. Like, there's got to be a couple like hit marketable yeah. songs in this.
Right.
I didn't feel like there was a single one.
Yeah. I think I got to go back to it. I got to give it another listen. And I'm only doing that off the strength of Drake is one of my top artists of
Me
all
too.
Time.
Me
so
too.
I'm like, I need to, like, if this was a new artist, I would have listened to a couple tracks and not even continued the whole album.
Exactly.
But I'm like, I like Drake enough that I'm like, there's something here. I need to listen again. Give it its time. You know, art kind of takes time to really be digested and stuff like that. But I'm not getting the indicators that there's something special here. Put it that way.
Yeah, I had the exact same kind of feeling.
Right? Yeah.
And it was just, it was boring.
That's yeah, it was, feels it was boring.
Kind of,
you're right.
boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can push the expectations that I had to the side. I can push the, you know, understanding of for all the dogs and
yeah,
the
yeah.
meaning, what I thought it meant based on the promos. I can push that to the side.
When yeah.
you strip it all down and look at what it is, it's kind of a boring album.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I'm like, damn, yeah, like, I think he's got to take a break. If you put like
yeah.
an album of all of Drake's, like, the last, like, let's call it three or four albums, and you just created one album with the with one or two best songs off each one of those albums, just put
yeah,
it all
yeah.
together, it'd be a decent album.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
It'd be but a really decent album.
His last four albums is not a nice run.
It's a really, really
it's kind of a
run.
Gross run.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. like,
his first four was nice.
The first four was good, man. First four was
last
good.
Last four was Scorpion, Honestly, Never Mind, Her Loss, I'm missing, oh no, Certified, we're not counting Her Loss because it's collab. So Honestly, Never Mind.
That one was bad, though.
Scorpion, yeah. Certified Lover Boy, and then For
and
All
then
the
Dogs. And then this one, it's not that
it's not
good,
that
man.
Great of a run.
It's not, it's not.
Commercially, yeah, that's the top, you know, but
yeah.
we're talking about like actual
I feel
music.
Like reap the benefits, Drake, is the, those last four albums.
Yeah.
Talent Drake is like
the first,
you
yeah.
know, the probably like the five previous to that.
Yeah, where he had that hunger. So here's, you know, we won't spend too much time on this, but yeah. there was some commentary of like, people wanting Drake's content to change. So they're like, you're rapping about the same things about these 25-year-old girls that do you wrong.
Yeah, I'm like,
can you rap about like your son and fatherhood and just like grow with
like,
your
can
audience?
Grow up?
Can you grow up?
Can you grow
bit?
Up?
And the other side of that I've seen is that like, you can't really tell an artist how to, you know, what to create or like how to create. But I think you can.
Yeah,
like I think you can.
You look at this situation, you you're like, you have like.
Yeah, like he can do whatever he wants, but I feel like all art should be critiqued or could be critiqued.
I
you know
totally
I mean?
Agree. I totally
yeah.
agree. And like based on the storyline that like he has provided us and his team has provided us,
exactly.
can we ask for change? Can we ask for something
yeah.
a little bit different?
Whether you want to do it or not, like that's your fans' opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
my opinion doesn't mean shit. In the
yeah.
scheme of it. Like Drake, if you're listening to it, it's like do whatever music that you want to do. I'm just saying that like,
here's what I want to see
from you, from what I know that you're talented and capable of
yeah.
doing. Like, I'd love to see something maybe a little bit different. And I appreciate that, like, he tried a couple albums ago, but like, I didn't put with that one either.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Here's the thing I'll say about this. It's
yeah.
like, you know, I agree. Like, there's so many songs where like Drake is talking about, like, I met like this like 25-year-old girl in the club. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
she's bougie, whatever. I'm like, man, I'm so fucking sick of hearing this song. Like, give me, like, fucking Jumpman. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, give me a banger.
Give me the
bangers good.
Of anything.
I don't want to listen to these, like, stupid, like, sappy, like, dumb love stories about, like,
yeah.
you're just as fucking bad as these
fucking yeah, girls you might
about,
be the problem. You are the problem.
You are the problem, bro.
You are the
you
problem.
You are the problem.
Yeah.
It's like the person who, like, says that, like, they hate drama.
Yeah,
they're
always in drama. Always got something to complain about.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Anyways, that's my review of All the Dogs. Is it exactly what I thought it was going to be? Yes. Was I hoping it would be something different? Yes.
yeah.
Am I disappointed, Drake? No, because that would mean I have expectations.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we'll see kind of how this, like, because again, it's been a weekend, right? Like, maybe there are some albums that kind of catch up later on, but I'm not getting those indicators. Maybe it'll happen. Who knows? But we'll see, man. It's not one of my tops of the year. It's not cracking that list at all.
I'm going to give it like an honest like 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
Yeah.
Damn. I think I'll do a 6.5.
A 6? Okay, I'll give
yeah.
it a 5. I'll all give right, it a 5 because it's Drake.
Yeah, yeah, 5 because it's Drake. All right, let's move on. We got
anyways,
a lot of shit, man.
We got a lot of stuff that we got to go through. Today's Mental Health Day.
Shout out.
And,
do we say shout out?
International Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
World Mental Health Day, whatever this is.
Right, right.
It's October 10th by the time that we're, you know, recording this.
Yeah.
I kind of like want to understand like what this was, because I saw people post about it. I saw, you know, organizations posting all this. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this day? Like, someone tell me. Like, mm-hmm. This is yeah. giving me stress and anxiety thinking about this.
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it says here, the overall objective of World Mental Health Day is to raise awareness of mental health issues around the world and to mobilize efforts in support of mental health. That's a lot of world, a lot of mental health in one sentence.
Yeah.
The day provides an opportunity for all stakeholders working on mental health issues to talk about their work and what more needs to be done to make mental health a reality for people worldwide.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, like, can we define what mental health is?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very broad.
Buzzword.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very loose in terms of what the definition is. It's like, hey, today is day of be healthy. We advise you to be healthy.
Figure out what that needs
yeah,
to be.
You know, yeah, like, it's like, okay, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's important to recognize mental health, yeah. and like, we've come a long way of like acknowledging this. My personal opinion is like, we need less days to like draw attention to issues, and this is so consistent with like these performative days kind of thing,
which we talk about.
Yeah, which we talk about a lot. You know what I mean? Just like, I don't know. Focus less on like the awareness and just focus on like doing shit.
Yeah.
You know, like the economy is like really tough right now. People don't have a lot of money. We're overworked, underpaid. You know, housing market's messed up. Like, you know, I don't really have a perspective on like, oh, it's okay not to be okay. It's like, yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that I was paying like fucking $2,000 in rent every month. You know what I mean? Like,
brother.
Like I'm not okay because of, you know, this job doesn't pay me enough.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking for myself, but like on behalf of other people who face problems like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's so performative. Like, just turn something into acting.
Like, probably more so when companies post about this day is kind of what you're saying.
Mental health like, seminars or like, it's like, what are resources that people can do to like talk about mental health? It's like, well, or people can get access to like action and better their mental health. A lot of the time, better mental health is because of factors like work, like stress, like
economical factors,
factors that are created by like our countries and our systems and our structures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mental health, like, I'm sure for cavemen was a lot different than mental health for us today. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Less to deal with at the time. Yeah. I guess I kind of always wonder, like, when you're reading that, it's like, okay, what do we do with this? Like, do we need, okay, I want to approach this in the right way, but like awareness only kind of goes so far. I mean, at some point, that everyone is aware.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say everyone, because there's people that still aren't educated on the matter. But I think for the most part, people understand that like you need to take care of your mental health, and there are situations that can deteriorate your mental health.
Yeah.
But like, what happens next? Like, what's the step after awareness?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. What are the resources? Yeah. What can your company kind of, what resources does the company provide? Like, I would hate if there's a company posting about this that doesn't have any resources internally, you know?
Yeah, there's probably
a lot of them.
Totally. Like, there's probably a lot of them. And like, I'll admit, like, I work in an organization where like, there's a lot of mental health benefits and things that like I know about, and also stuff that I don't know about. And,
yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that. But it's like, my point is, it's like, how do you take, if you're a 32-year-old person that is like working a crazy amount every single day, who has, you know, factors that are stressful inside of work, outside of work, all that, how am I supposed to deal with my mental health? Like, this is the construct that I am bestowed upon.
You mean like there's only so much you can do to win at this point?
Yeah. I can mitigate it.
It's the system that you exist within that you can only
how do you do that? And it's like, that's an open
million dollar question.
And it might be a stupid question, but like,
no,
someone tell me. I don't actually know.
It's shit that we're just all dealing with that there's no like answer for, you know.
There's,
I don't know what to tell you, right? Like, it's a system that we all play in, and it's like, can you change it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you could like push boundaries and keep stuff away from you for sure, but it doesn't change. At least the problem that I have, and if I can be transparent for a moment, is like,
I fall into cycles, or, you know, where I feel good, or I feel like I have my shit together and I'm under control. And then, like, the system reminds me that I'm back in this kind of situation, and I keep going through, like, these, like, phases or challenges with, like, dealing with my mental health. And I'm like, okay, well, how do I be consistent with that?
Yeah.
How do I address that? I don't know, because it's the same system that's, like, one, like, it's causing me so much, like, you know, deterioration of mental health.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyways.
No, it kind of reminds me, it's loosely tied, but it kind of reminds me, I remember reading, I think I was reading tweets about it, but how, like, we all live in the city, Toronto, right? Yeah. Where it's so expensive to live. We know the average income is, like, I don't know, 50, 60K maybe. Yeah. But, like, we're all pretending that we're just, like, fine.
Like, grinding and, like, doing, like, winning.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, statistically, most of us are not.
Yeah.
Like, a high amount of us are not. It doesn't even matter 90%. How much money you make. Like, if you make 100K to 200K, you're still in situations where you might be paycheck to paycheck depending on your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But we all just kind of depend. We all just kind of pretend that shit is cool. You know, I have this designer stuff here and there. I go on these vacations, and it's like, a lot of us are in debt. A lot of us are struggling, and this does affect our mental health.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to, like, admit that.
Yeah.
Because it's vulnerability, right? It's totally. Like, you want, you because I think a lot of people think that they're the only ones that are struggling and everyone else is doing okay. Meanwhile, we're all
fucked.
We're all fucked, dude. You know, and people just need to kind of talk about that more, I guess. Yeah. But, yeah.
I think it feels good when, like, other people, like, know about shit that's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
it's not just you. Like, your whole friend group is crumbling as well.
Yeah, yeah,
no one wants to mention it.
No one wants to mention it. Yeah. Right? My friend group's pretty open with that. Like,
okay.
When shit gets hard, when shit, like, it's tough. Like,
yeah.
My friends, like, are telling me, like, man, like, I lost my job.
And, yeah,
like,
yeah. Know, as it should
my
be.
My fucking friend's car got stolen today.
Like, Toronto?
No, Ottawa.
Oh, fuck, wow.
I heard stolen. No, I'm just kidding. but it's so shitty, man.
That's rough,
like, dude,
man.
Like, there's so many things and factors that go into, like, people's stresses and stuff.
Of course,
like,
man. Of like, course. Damn,
like, that is so unpreventative. That,
yeah, yeah.
And even,
that's another thing you have to deal with now.
Yeah, and it's another. It's exactly.
As if you didn't have enough on your plate.
Totally.
But
anyways, if you're dealing with mental health struggles or anything like that, like, you know, I'm not a person who can, like, really point you in the right direction, but, like.
Yeah,
you know, it's always good to talk about it. Always good to seek out resources and, you know, take care of yourself.
Do what you got to do, and you're not alone.
Straight up.
Let's move on. So I saw this on TikTok where there's a video of this happening, but it's an interesting topic. So the Grace Hopper celebration is a career fair in tech that attracts about like 30,000 attendees. It's somewhere in the States. You know, a lot of people fly in for this conference. Huge conference centered around women and non-binary folks in tech. So it's a, you know, it's an effort within kind of DE&I to ensure that women are well represented in the tech industry where currently they aren't. What happened this year, and there's a lot of videos of this, people kind of sharing their personal experiences, is there was a lot of men present. And the way that these men would get there is by indicating that they are non-binary when they're buying a ticket, pretty much, their gender identity. Yeah. So here's the thing where it becomes a little tricky of, like, you can't actually just look at someone and say that they are lying about being non-binary, right?
Yeah.
But seemingly, I guess, based on kind of attendees being there and just seeing a huge flock of these men that are pushing through women to, like, hand their resumes and, like, meet the right contacts. And there's Meta there. There's Microsoft. There's a top tech company. There's 30,000 attendees. It's a huge fair.
Yeah.
So they're just saying, seemingly, it looks like a lot of these are not non-binary, traditionally, whatever you want to call that,
sure.
Men.
They're stereotypical.
They're, yeah. You know? So it kind of just posed that question of, like, number one, how can you even, like, regulate that? Like, can you really go up to someone and say, are you non-binary? I don't know if you can have that conversation.
Yeah.
Or how do you spot this, or how do you prevent this?
Yeah.
You know?
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
I think it's really difficult to, like, prevent something like this from happening. But the first thing I'll say is, like, it's people like that that just fucking ruin
it. They ruin it.
Shit, bro.
They ruin it.
Like, I'm like, man, like, seriously, bro?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm a firm believer in, like, the people who go to, like, extents to, like, make a point or, like, you know,
circumvent the system or whatever it is like that are often the ones who are not being like, or who are the ones who are being disingenuous about like their identity with stuff like this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like non-binary people, you know, I'm sure have a very difficult time like getting work. You know, it's not like a physical trait that you can like see in somebody, yeah, but sure. like, you know, that like non-binary people have historically been oppressed or like not looked at the same way as other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And also to like women
who like
are also just trying or self-identifying women, like are put in situations where they're like, okay, like this is just another like scenario where like a man is kind of coming in and
ruining
shit. And that's like for us.
Then it just creates this conflict between the two. And I kind of thought about it of a scenario where maybe it would be more personal if like I'm at like a black tech conference and there are a bunch of seemingly, you know, white people that have identified themselves as like partially 4%, black. 5% black. And they took over the but there was a large amount of them at the conference. I would be like, really? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like,
even though maybe you're 5%, 10%, whatever it is.
Like, bro, if you have to be here, you fucking suck, dude. Like, if you have to do this kind of shit, you're fucking.
Bro, I gotta show you the video, man. It's actually crazy. There's like
this whole system is. Totally. I mean, this whole system is like benefits you. You don't need to go to things like this. You know what I mean? These situations are created. And networks are created with like minorities, whether it's
because
like,
they can't win in the
because of systems that you've put in place to prevent them in these spaces.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
really unfortunate. Yeah,
if you have to come to this and you have to take away more opportunities, you're just a selfish fucking piece of shit, dude.
Pretty much.
Who like probably sucks at whatever they're trying to get in at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're probably just bad at shit like that. You
gotta
know what
snatch
mean?
Up any possible opportunity.
Yeah, take away any opportunity. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I also just wonder, like, what's the plan there? Because, like, you're talking to representatives of these companies, and, like, you're going to come in here, push through women to get to the Meta table, hand your resume, and you think they're going to be like, oh, dope, you did whatever you could do to get in here.
Yeah, I think that says more about the type of person to do that type of action than it does about their qualifications.
I would throw the resume in the garbage.
I'd say, get the fuck out of here.
You're like, what are you doing?
But then again, it's very hard to be like,
Are
you non-binary?
It's all
in
the approach.
So you don't even really know. So it's a difficult conversation to have. And like, I don't know if it's the right question to ask.
Yeah.
But it's like, if the event is very explicit with it and is like able to like screen and say like, okay, like here are the questions that we're going to ask you about the situation. It's like a proof point maybe.
Which
like,
is annoying that now potentially has to happen.
Has to be a thing.
You know
what I mean?
It's like,
but it's like you can't just let it slide, but
yeah.
It's embarrassing. Well, hopefully those people just don't get jobs and
straight up, man.
You know, the non-binary and the self-identifying women are winning.
Able to win, yeah. This next topic is very interesting. I threw it on my IG story. I've already been talking to a lot of kind of friends about
it. Bro is tweeting. He's posting on IG.
Yeah, I'm out here, man.
Today,
social media, brother. So Meta has introduced AI personas. They've been around for about a month now. They haven't, I think they're still trying to figure out what to do with these things, but let me just explain. So there's these new accounts created based on the likeness of Tom Brady, Dwayne Wade, Kendall Jenner, Naomi Osaka, I think I'm saying her name properly, a lot of different athletes or celebrities, things of that nature, people with a huge following.
Yeah.
And basically what Meta has done is they've come to them, and I don't know how much they've paid them, but they're basically able to license their likeness and create an AI version,
like an avatar
of
version
them.
Of themselves.
But it's not even like, if you're thinking of Avatar,
it's like hyper realistic.
It's
like
hyper
it looks
realistic.
Like
it literally looks like Dwayne Wade is saying this message, and he is, but it's not something Dwayne Wade himself has ever said. And these pages are like trying to push people to interact with them. So the Kendall Jenner one is like, hey, if you need any advice on anything going on in your life, DM me, I'm always available. The Tom Brady one is like trying to motivate you to like work out, and is like, if you have any workout questions or whatnot, DM me, I'm available. and they don't use their real name. So the Tom Brady one is like Bruce. Kendall Jenner is like Billy or something like that.
That's weird.
And it's connected. So you can message them and the AI will respond to you as if it is like in the tone of that person. They can send voice notes and like videos as well, which is creepy as fuck.
That is really creepy, man.
But I'm also kind of like, I know we can go far into like the future implication of all this. There's like a Black Mirror episode based on it. And I have follow-up questions. But on the surface, who is this for and like, why is it here?
I think
what's your opinion on that?
I think there's a lot of like AI technology advancements that like, I don't know if this is actually going to stick, but like it's something we're doing and trying and see like what people like interact with.
Yeah.
I think it's very strange because it's like, hey, I'm just talking to like a computer version of Tom Brady who's telling me to go work out. Like, fuck.
What am I getting out of that? I know it's not him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like there's an authenticity piece. So it's like, they're just, it's a video game. It's a fake version.
Yeah.
To me, that's no different than like picking LeBron in 2K. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. I have no relationship with 2K Braun, but nor do I have a relationship with real life LeBron.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that there's like a specific use case. What might be kind of jokes is like you could turn these into like kind of like, you know, you know, Cameo.
Yeah.
You could do something like that.
Oh, where, man, I never thought about that.
Yeah, create like a, hey, Tom Brady's wishing you, LeBron James is going to wish you a happy birthday kind of thing.
You know what would be funny? It's like you could pay for LeBron James or you could pay for like the cheaper AI version.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tier on for Cameo. Those that it's like, hey, yo, it's a good fucking idea, man.
That's not a bad idea, man.
You know what I mean?
You know?
So shit like that. So LeBron, like, yeah. I don't know who's going to use this or something like this.
Like, yeah.
One of the questions here is like, would you ever sell your likeness in this way?
Yeah. Is there a dollar figure?
Bro, I think I already have. I've already put all my information, sure, pictures, all this kind of stuff on the internet.
Sure.
That I'm like, someone could probably just create this. Someone maybe already fucking has made a version of me. You know what I mean?
You said like every word possible on a podcast too. So like, they could take that shit.
Yeah, they're like, we're just waiting for this one word.
One more word, you know? But okay, so I actually see a world eventually where, like for commercials and stuff like that, maybe they take the likeness of walk with me on this.
Okay, I'm walking.
So the actor wouldn't actually have to act. Like if you just fit the right look and sound of who they want in their commercial, they could take your likeness and use AI to do the rest of it. Is there a world where you would like rent your likeness?
It's like
almost
creating like a clone of yourself,
pretty
like
much
a digital clone of yourself.
I'm sure you could outline like no nudity, no swearing, no nothing like that. But like, would you entertain that?
That's so interesting. I don't know.
You know,
because what makes me different than the next person then?
Like why you use you?
Yeah, like
they like your look. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah,
but like, oh, it's so strange because I think of like your AI making money for you.
Yeah.
And like coming back and be like, okay, give me my money, AI. And then it turns into like this like beef with your AI. And then like you fight with
it. Because people were messaging me about the Kendall Jenner thing. They're like, why would she do something like that? But I'm like, if the dollar figure was like $5 million, $10 million, and she doesn't have to do anything, it's just automatic money coming in there.
I would say, sign me up.
Sign me the fuck up. Yes, maybe. Please. You know, but contract would have to be like really read on that one to make sure that you're not showing up in some porn ad or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
fucked.
You know, but I don't know, man. I could see this like being a thing.
Like, would you have to approve it? Like,
I would hope.
Yeah,
if that would be the stipulation.
It,
I would need to
be
approve
so
it.
Fucked.
Yeah,
like, you know, because you add that's anyway.
Yo, it could go so far, right? And there's a Black Mirror episode on this where it goes complete to shit. You know what I mean? Oh, but
sure.
I don't know. There's a dollar figure, man, where I might, you know, rent myself on a fucking Tide commercial or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, what? Be a Tide commercial.
You could be in 20 years.
Like, I don't have to do shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do shit. It's almost too good to be true, right? But do you want Meta to be the one to own all your shit?
No.
They already do.
You guys already do.
They already do.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Mark Zuckerberg, if you see any career opportunities for a paid version of me, hit me up.
Yo. Oh, man. Let's move on here. We got a bunch of shit, actually. So a couple of TikTok topics, but this first one, I was talking to you today about it right before we recorded, where we're living in a world now where a former school shooter now has a platform on TikTok.
Okay.
So let me just explain this. This guy, I don't even want to say his name. He was 16 years old in 04, went into his high school and started shooting at people, yeah, pretty much. People. His teacher, no one died. People were injured. People got shot, but no one died. So that changed what his sentencing was, number one.
Otherwise, he'd still be in there.
He'd still be in there. So he got sentenced to, I think, 17 years, and he came out a couple years ago. Now he has like 200,000 followers on TikTok, where a lot of it is him just kind of answering questions, number one. So people ask questions, and then he'll record a video kind of saying, what was my frame of mind? Why did I do this? You know, what happened? Describing that day. Also, apparently, on the side, he works with the police force to kind of help identify and prevent future school shootings. But he starts a lot of his videos. He starts a lot of his videos kind of acknowledging that he was a school shooter. He says, as a school shooter, not really as a former. He just says, as a school shooter, which is weird.
It might be still doing it.
Might be still doing it. But a lot of the questions that have come up and a lot of the people that have kind of been criticizing him is, you shouldn't have a platform if you've caused a lifetime of trauma for all these people. No one died, but you shot people. You created an unsafe environment and all these things happened because of what you did that day. Should you have a platform whatsoever to be monetized or even just in general? Do we care what you have to say? Complex, but what are your thoughts when you hear about that?
Some people are going to be mad that my immediate answer isn't no, but
right.
I think, like I was saying to you before this, this person's obviously very different psychologically, right? And I think that there is a valuable, not a lesson, but a valuable attribute or aspect to the way that this person thinks and has like grown up and been able to reflect on that situation as messed up as it is to potentially prevent or to help resources who are in control of preventing situations like that understand the psychiatrics of an individual who would commit an act of terror like that.
Right.
That's a very political. I have to think about
every layer of that.
I'm going to say here.
And
I think that people have probably a curiosity for that.
Definitely, they do.
To understand what that is, whether that's officials or parents or ordinary, regular, like kids
or
adults, you know, whatever it is. Something does make me a little bit uneasy that, like, it's basically someone who was able to commit a very traumatic and harmful experience, violent experience for many people who are still probably suffering 100%, today
100%.
Because of that. So why is this person able to be in the public eye in a situation that might be seen as somewhat valuable?
Having clout off of what you did.
I think monetizing that's crazy.
Yeah. If they're able, I don't know if they are, but if you have 200K followers, I feel like
It's a hard question for me to answer. I'm kind of dancing around like what I fully stand on because I think can it be useful? Yes, but like they give like the damage it's caused, and I think it's very difficult.
So tough.
For you know,
yeah,
it's, and it depends on what it looks like too. You can't be like someone's like, hey, school shooter here. So when I was doing this shit back in the it can't be like that. You know, it has to be for like
what's
educational purposes only.
I think it's one thing for him to be helping the police behind the scenes, like that's something you should 100% be doing. The platform is tricky because it's two-sided. On one side, he's recording the videos. On the other side, there's an audience for it. So there are people in his comments that are like celebrating his, like, not celebrating, but like acknowledging his transparency and like how vulnerable he is and how insightful some of the stuff he's saying is. So there is an audience. These are the same people that you know, love these serial killer documentaries and love to know about the mind of a killer. And so there's an audience.
Totally. It'd be a lot different if that person was their neighbor, though.
100%.
Or if
they had kids potentially.
Or kids going to that school or anything like that. I think you'd feel a lot different about like it feeling close to home. So,
yeah.
Like, proximity matters in this situation. It's easy to comment from a distance, but like,
yeah,
when you look at the actual problem and shit that people are affected by, it's a much more different, complex type of issue.
Yeah. So I think it kind of speaks larger to our society for the interest we have, because like, even when there's like a former mob boss that is now, there's so many of them that are like trending on TikTok, and they say when they did a hit on somebody or like why they did that,
because
statute of limitations is gone, so they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's like, we're interested in that shit.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, like, we want to know about like why you did certain things and why you were so evil, and
because
something,
people's psychology is very interesting, right? Because we as people, for the most part, are very uniform of like, this is what we do and we work and our lives are very different.
So yeah,
it's like, to cause someone, like, there's intrigue in understanding other people's perspectives on, you know, how they see life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, I don't know, it's a very interesting topic to like bring up, because I don't actually have a clear-cut answer. It's very controversial.
I don't think there is a clear-cut answer, man. Like, yeah, there's going to be people that are super passionate in their stance, and he should not even be able to have a TikTok, and we don't want to hear anything from him.
Like, yeah, what are the punishments for
how do you do that?
Like that? You know what
how
I mean?
Do you do that?
Because if it's a resource, I think if it's a controlled resource,
yeah,
where like direct any revenue stream that is being generated from this,
that would be great.
Created from this, it goes into resources and tools that people can use to help avoid school shootings. But the number one issue that, you know, is on the table here is that was, you know, almost 20 years ago.
Yep.
And school shootings are still probably at their all-time high right now.
Yeah.
I think there's one solution to prevent, one easy solution to prevent school shootings.
Yeah.
And it's to stop shooting and allow people to have guns.
Guns, that's 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very simple, to me, it seems like a very simple solution. But again, it's easy for me to comment. I'm not in United States culture, all this kind of stuff, whatever it is. But
to me,
it's like a very obvious thing. And it's like, it's ironic where they're like, oh yeah, officials are helping use this. It's like, officials need to do more work.
Yeah. Let's get into the minds of like how to prevent. It's like, there's another way to prevent.
Yeah, I think there's a very simple way that you can actually stop this from happening.
But yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. We cover a lot, man.
This is a very, very in-depth episode. This is episode 25, season 5.
Of course.
25 Savage. We covered everything from Drake's album, mental health, the shootings.
Unfortunately. Tech conference.
Everything. But
for all the dogs.
For all the dogs, man. for all the kittens. The puppies.
Went in on Aubrey,
geez. You know, come on, man. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good morning, afternoon, evening, and good night.